Blog Talk Radio.
Party or go home!
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio, Party or Go Home. I'm so glad you tuned in today, and I'm going to play a little tribute to a dear friend of all of ours, Kane Colbert, and this is one of his songs, Bring a Knife to a Gunfight.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Modern Enemy Fatal Error album. This is Red Vinyl, and this is their anthem song.
Thank you.
you know, after Wolfman gets kicked in the nards, he's going to be singing, "Oh, boo, hoo, hoo."
I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you running, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo, hoo, hoo, is all I ever motherfucking hear from you.
would like to give a big shout out to Stacy Russo, author of the book We Were Going to Change the World, where she did interviews with women from the 1970s through 80s in the California punk rock scene. And Stacy is bringing punk rock to the Historical Society. She was invited along with two super fabulous women in the book, Laura Neptuna and Angelita Salas, to have a book talk and signing with the Orange County Historical Society on May 9th. And a box of the books are ready to go. And, you know, some of you may or may not know, I'm one of the women interviewed in that book, and along with Exene Cervenka of X, and so many, Alice Bag, you know, it covers the rock and roll history of punk rock and us ladies who played a crucial role in this incredibly dynamic and instrumental movement. And with that, I'm going to introduce the newest band to join our family, and that's Having Issues. And here's one of their songs off of their first release. There's so many women that have been involved in the punk rock scene, and I think it's just fantastic that Stacy Russo offered to interview a lot of us and add us into the book. And, you know, it's an important oral history of the crucial contributions that women injected into the Southern California punk rock scene, including the girl that we just heard, singer-songwriter Neelan Blinstrub. And here we are in the studio with Neelan. Hey, how you doing there today?
I'm good. We actually have a show today. at the Last Rockers Presents that I put on once a month.
Yep. Nice.
Four punk bands. So, yeah, things are progressing. We've got, like, three new songs we're working on, and, you know, we're really excited to be part of, you know, joining part of the Mystic family. Like I said last week, the thing, you know, I grew up with Mystic, and I grew up with Kathy, and I grew up in, you know, in the L.A. scene. So it's like I didn't do bands back then. I'm doing them now, and I'm in my 50s. So punk is never too old. It's all an attitude.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And it, you know, you go way back to the scene in the early 80s and before. And, you know, it's really nice to have you wanting to be a part of the whole scene and have your own band. And I just love your music. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, like I said, it's for fun. If you're not doing it for fun, you're doing it for the wrong reason. You know, we're not out to be the corporate punk band. That's just not, that's not who we are. Punk to the core, DIY all the way.
Well, you know, we all have day jobs.
Well, I don't right now. I've been on a sabbatical, as I call it, as I told you before. So I don't have a day job. My day job is hanging out with my cat. And I'm basically, I would consider myself a cat because we take naps together. We watch shows together. I'm a cat.
That's cute. That's really cute. Well, oops. Oh, I hope I don't get disconnected. I just pulled the cord from the phone. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, well, I'm going to play another one of your songs here. And
cool.
Let me see. What do we got here?
Have you played Gun-Toting Keech? That's one I think you'd really like.
I don't have that one right now. Let me see. What do I have? Shit Show.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, here we go. All right.
Thank you.
good song, you know, considering it was a live recording at a nightclub, you know. Just needs a little bit of remixing, bring up the vocals, and yeah, it'll be good to go.
Cool. Yeah. That song came about from friends of mine partying and going bar to bar, and basically it became a shit show at the end of the night. So that's how that song was written.
That's cool. Well, you know, you definitely have it going on there, and you know, all of us women in punk rock, you know, it's like, wow, it's really nice that we're getting a shout out in several different books now, and Stacy Russo, who put together We Were Going to Change the World, has been invited to the Historical Society to do a book signing on May 9th, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And the book has been very successful. It's at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And, you know, she just did such a wonderful job of presenting, you know, the girls in the scene. You know, so many people don't recognize the women of punk rock, you know. And there were a lot of us who were very instrumental in the very beginning, and even yourself as well, Neelan, because you were there, and, you know, you grew up in the scene, and now, you know, you want to be a part of the musical part of the scene as well as being a songwriter and musician.
Absolutely, you know, I mean, I think I told you my mom's the one that got me into the scene. Back in the day, I mean, she was one of the first people to see Sex Pistols in San Francisco at Winterland, and she just, and her favorite band was the Cramps, too. So we went and saw the Cramps all the time.
That's nice. Good band, too.
Miss Lux, that was a great show.
Yeah. Keeping it in the family. That's nice.
Exactly. And that's kind of how my brothers are, too. You know, when my little brother, who's 20 years my junior, was old enough to go to gigs, I took him to his gigs, and he'd go to my gigs.
That's nice. That's really nice. Yeah, I started taking my kids to a few shows, but, you know, they were just a little bit too little to go into the regular venues and the cafe because, you know, they were pretty little in the 80s, you know. My daughter was born in 77, you know. But they grew up in recording studios, and they've met a lot of people who were famous at the time, and their jaws dropped. It's like, oh, really? So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, you know, like you said, punk rock is to be shared. It's for people to enjoy, and, you know, it sets a platform for people who have something to say about the changes they want to see in the world or their neighborhood or anything on their mind. They can sing about it, write songs about it.
That's pretty much what we do. It's pretty much, you know, I think most punk bands do.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, so here's a good one for you. See if you remember these guys. It's an oldie.
Yeah.
who could ever resist those vocals by Chris Rust? I mean, he's so, such a distinctive singer. And, you know, RKL, Think Positive, is one of their most popular songs. It's just timeless, you know. I believe it came out in, like, 85. And, you know, they were associated with the hardcore, nardcore scene out of Oxnard. And that's too bad that Jason and... Yeah, it's too bad that Jason and Chris didn't survive their teenage years to be able to see how popular they still are, you know. And I'm finding that there's a unofficial RKL page on Facebook or something like that. Let me see, what is this? Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, and Boomer, of course. Boomer on drums. Well, Alpo's still around. I've talked to him not too long ago on guitar. And well, we were talking about doing something down the line, but nothing, you know, all the trouble they had in the Ventura area with the floods and everything just really made it hard for us to connect. And, well, I'm sure one of these days he'll get back a hold of me again and we'll be putting something else out for them, you know. But I have another song by the band Having Issues, Ex-Catholic Girls. And I know that Neelan and her bandmates were all ex-Catholic girls, so this song was like just a must-have, right?
Yep, definitely. We're not religious at all now for the most part, but that's exactly it. All born into the Catholicism world of falsehood.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things in man's religions that seem to be contrary to what's actually written, you know. So here we go with Ex-Catholic Girls by Having Issues. Okay, so if you want to see having issues, they will be performing two nights. And let me see. Looks like the doors open at 5 o'clock. And this is at the Timber Room. Did I say that correctly? The Timber, or is it Timbray?
Timber. I mean, it might be Timbray.
Oh.
I don't know. I've always called it Timber Room.
Okay, Timber Room. And the address is 1809 Minor Avenue, number 10 in Seattle, Washington. Doors open at 5 o'clock, and having issues will be going up at 5:30, and then renewing, how do you say their name, Sanu?
Rending Sanu.
Rending Sanu, okay, up at 6:30, and Communal 40 at 7:30, and the Enslaved at 8:30. Well, that was really a good lineup with each set an hour apart because, you know, that gives a band at least a 40 to 45 minute set and then a little encore too.
Yep, and that's kind of how I've structured it because that Last Rocker Presents is actually what I put on. And so this is actually a show that I put on. We were put on the bill at the last minute because I couldn't find the fourth band, if you remember.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
Well,
I suggested to a couple of your bandmates, but it seems like, you know, they already had gigs going and you know, last minute stuff. You know, you never know. I mean, like when I used to book the cafe, DeGrand, I always had guys on the side there waiting to play in case somebody flaked out and didn't make it, you know. I could always depend on Rigor Mortis or the Mentors, especially those two because they practically lived there and they always had their equipment with them ready to play, you know, and jump up on stage.
Well, Communal 40 is basically always my backup because they're a bunch of young kids and they're so good. They remind me. We've played with them probably about 5 times and we're going to play with them a couple more times. And I like booking shows with them because they're 3 kids in their 20s and they're really talented and they remind me of the old school punk rock. And they have that energy too. The guy who jumps off the stage and gets all crazy and does the snake on the floor. His name's Garrison and then Dakota's guitarist and he plays a mad guitar, and then Jade, she's the drummer, and, oh, she's phenomenal. They're just, I'll introduce
nice.
You to them once they have something to show you, too. Trust me, you'll love them.
That's great, great. All that energy that we used to have when, well, I know that I used to have when I was younger. It seems like, oh boy, the older you get, you pay for all those silly stunts you pulled when you were a kid. But I was really athletic, though. I surfed and skated and skateboarded belly down the hill. Oh, God, I can't believe some of the things. I'm lucky I even have a face. I mean, I lived on this really steep hill in northern Glendale up by Brand Park, and my brother used to make skateboards, and we had these great big wide ones where, and I was a little skinny thing, I'd lay on it and just go for it. It's like, I never beefed it either. I would lean into the house on the corner's lawn because it curved around the corner. So I was able to stop myself by leaning up on their lawn, and they never complained either because I never tore it up, but lucky I have a face.
Well, you're alive to tell the story. We'll just give it that much.
I beefed it plenty of times in the ocean. I was not a very good surfer, but I sure did love it, you know, and when I did catch a really good wave, I was bodying, you know. So let me see, we're down to the last 90 seconds here, so I think I'll get out some A-Frame for some A-frame punk rock. Surf Rat, here we go. Oh, I want to thank you for coming on the show, Neelan.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting me again. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Always. Thank you all for tuning in today, and don't forget to party or go home.